former governor of the Central Bank of Barbados, Dr. Delia Worrell, has been sharing some of his thoughts on what can be done to improve the Barbados economy.
Barbados's strength in tourism is the quality and variety of services and activities which our island has to offer. Government incentives for tourism should be biased towards continuing to improve quality and variety. The emphasis should be on food, culture, heritage, sports, and other niches. The private sector should be encouraged to embrace Barbados's high-end reputation and to focus on giving excellent value for money. High-volume, low-cost tourism, including large cruise ships, brings risk of overcrowding and environmental degradation. A government should consider contracting best international expertise to undertake a 3-year makeover of public services and administration. It would be costly, but it would be money well spent if it were designed to bring all government functions and services to an international standard of performance, comparable to Canada or Singapore. Government should publish a strategy document with a practical, time-bound plan for the complete replacement of fossil fuels as a source of energy. Renewable energy has the potential in time to provide the economy with a sector of comparable weight to tourism. Borrowing from the example of the most successful firms in the sector, the future of international business seems to be in providing marketing, promotional, training, and similar services. Government agencies should aim to attract international companies to set up offices in Barbados to provide these services to their international clients. Historically, Barbados was a gateway to the Caribbean for 2 centuries or more. The island could become a gateway into and out of the Caribbean once more. To do that, government would need to enter strategic partnerships with international firms for the management of the airport and seaport. Government should partner with international companies which have well-established global networks and the capacity to finance upgrades to the Barbados facilities from their own resources. Multilingual abilities are highly prized in international commerce. Barbados could enhance its international competitiveness with a comprehensive program to provide foreign language skills from primary school level. In a recent paper which may be consulted on my website, I explained the benefits of permanently retiring the Barbados dollar and using the US dollar for all domestic transactions. Importantly, government would have no recourse to creating new money to finance excessively large deficits in the absence of a domestic currency. There is a road to prosperity ahead for Barbados, but major obstacles remain in the path. Once they are addressed, we can have confident hope for a better future for our country.
Former Governor of the Central Bank of Barbados, Dr. Delia Worrell, on Sagicor's Early Business.